Good evening. We welcome you on this Tuesday, November 18th at 5:30 p.m. for the Provo Board of Canvassers meeting. We'll begin with a roll call, starting with Board of Canvassers member Hoban.
Travis Hoban.
Mayor Kafusi.
Councillor McKay.
Gary Garrett.
Rachel Whipple.
Becky Bogdan.
George Handley.
And Craig Christensen.
Thank you, Craig. So we do have a full council, and the mayor makes up part of our Board of Canvassers as well. The opening prayer will be offered by a member of our community, Steve Kafusi, after which council member, board member, Catrice McKay will offer the pledge of, lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for the opportunity we have to be engaged in our city. Appreciate all the wonderful folks in this room that that put a lot of time and work into to make our city better, safer place to live. We're so grateful for the many blessings that you bless us with, this wonderful valley and the people that are living here. We're grateful for all the individuals who work here, the city of Provo. We'll continue to bless them and all their what they are engaged in, and also bless their families, and grateful for their sacrifice and time they put into their work. We ask a blessing upon us tonight. Ask thy spirit to be with us. And again, we indeed grateful for all that you do for us. And these blessings we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Catrice, and thank you, Steve. The only agenda item for our Board of Canvassers this evening is the resolution for the to accept the election returns. We'll turn the time over to our city recorder, Heidi Allman, for that. And after she presents, there will be a period of time for a public comment, if there is any. Heidi, welcome.
Thank you, board. Kevin, can you pull up the canvas report? Perfect. Okay, so we're just going to read through this. The resolution tonight in front of you is just certifying the results. We received the official results from the county this afternoon. So I've been spending some time trying to calculate all the numbers that we've got in front of you. So on November 4th, we held the general election for the next four-year term for mayor, citywide council, one seat, District 2 and District 5. We had 44,104 active registered voters, and a total of 17,078 ballots were cast. So we had a higher voter turnout than we've seen in several of the previous years. Pretty great. So for mayor, we saw, those same numbers. For District 2, we had 9,705 active voters, and 3,909 ballots were cast. Voter turnout of 40.27, also very high. District 5, a little bit lower. We saw 5,794 active registered voters with a voter turnout of 1,507 ballots cast. And then I'll ask Kevin if he'll move to the other report, the other canvassing document. Sorry, Kevin, playing musical documents. Okay, I just wanted to clarify a couple of the things on this document. This is what we get sent from the county. I always ask about the by-mail ballots that were not returned. So you can see on the report, we've got 18 that were returned unsigned, 143 that weren't counted because their signature did not match and they couldn't cure that ballot, two empty envelopes, 258 that were returned past the deadline. Even with our best efforts of educating the public, we still got that many after the deadline, which is unfortunate. Mm-hmm. And then three others I don't like this category of other because it doesn't really give a lot of information. So I asked the county. We had one wrong ballot. This individual had moved, but the ballot had already been sent. So they spoiled that ballot and they were able to cast their vote. We had one person who turned in a mail-in ballot and voted in person. So only one of their ballots was counted. And then we had one other ballot. I think this is probably going to be my favorite story going forward. The county responded back saying it was one deceased voter. So the ballot was returned without any information filled out on the ballot, but on the signature box, it just said deceased. So we verified the individual who was sent instead of updating the voter registration. They just mailed that person's ballot in. So that's great. But interesting story there. A couple other things to note on here. We did have those private and withheld voters. Just a reminder, those are designations that residents can choose for their ballots if they want their information marked as private or withheld, if they are in a safety sensitive position, or if they have been a victim or family members of a victim of domestic violence. So those individuals, their ballots are still counted, but some of their information is kept private or withheld, as you can see. Last thing I want to go over is the stats per candidate. So if we'll go to the resolution now for me. Perfect. So we'll just go through each of the parts. And this is what you're actually going to be signing and certifying tonight through resolution. So 16,984 votes were cast. There we go. For the office of mayor, 8,703 votes were for candidate Marcia Judkins. 8,281 votes were for candidate Michelle Kafusi. So you are certifying that Marcia Judkins had the higher number of votes and declares her elected as mayor, starting her term next January 2026. Part two, we see that the board certifies 16,651 votes were cast for council member citywide position. 9,739 of those votes were for candidate Catrice McKay. 6,912 of those votes were for candidate Adam Shin. So again, you're certifying that the higher number was given to Catrice McKay for the citywide council seat one. Part three is for District Two. We saw 3,865 votes were cast. Kevin, if you'll move to the next page, there we go. 2,035 votes were cast for Jeff Whitlock. 1,830 votes were for candidate Hannah Peterson. And we're declaring that Jeff Whitlock had the higher number of votes for council member District 2. Part 4, 1,458 votes were for District 5. 964 of those votes were for candidate Rachel Whipple. 494 of those votes were for candidate Sam Blackburn. And we're declaring that Rachel Whipple had the higher number of votes, and she will be continuing in District 5 seat. Do you guys have any questions?
Heidi, could you go back to your stats sheet, the one before this one?
The one from the county?
Yes. Uh-huh. I was just wondering, on the 143 ballots where signatures did not match the voter record, I read early on that some of these were being reconciled. I wondered if the, so it was the actual quantity of ballots where signatures did not match higher, several of which they were able to reconcile, and this is what was left?
Yes.
Or if they don't match, are they just discarded?
No, if they don't match, they do try and cure the ballots. You can see the total challenged underneath that section. You can see that 390 of those ballots were cured. They contacted the individual. Okay. And the outside of the ballot, it asks for a phone number or an email address. That's how they'll contact people.
Okay.
And they do their best to reach out to them.
So the other 143, they simply were not able to either make contact or reconcile.
Correct. Yeah. Yep. Any other questions? Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Heidi. Thank you for your work and interaction with the county on this. This item is available for public comment. If there is anyone here who would like to make public comment, you can come to the podium at this time. Please state your name and city of residence.
I'm Jenna Garrett. I am a citizen of Provo. I just wanted to publicly thank those who have served and are finishing their service at this time for all you've done for our city. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mrs. Garrett. Anyone else? If not, we'll close public comment and bring the item back to council for discussion, for to the board of canvassers for discussion. If there's no comment or questions, we'll call
Chair Garrett.
Yes.
Sorry, we've been trying to
Brian.
Mm-hmm. Been trying to address an issue urgently. The resolution does not have the wrap tax votes on it, which also need to be included in the canvas. So Heidi's going to read them into the record, and we're going to add them really quickly to the resolution so that you can vote on the entire thing.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. That is a party foul on my part.
Thank you for noticing that, Brian.
I'm going to give all the credit to Dan Follett, who was asking questions earlier, and I just read Gary Millward's answer to him, which made me realize that this was missing.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. First time doing a wrap tax for me, so I appreciate the extra guidance. Okay, so for proposition number 5, which is the wrap tax, was on the ballot. We received 16,420 votes. 14,068 votes were in favor for continuing the wrap tax for the next 10 years. 2,352 of those were against. So 85.68% were in favor. Pretty good stats.
That's awesome, Heidi. Sorry, thank you. That. It's wonderful to see the citizens recognize the value of that to the city, how it has performed over the last decade to the point that they would value it to 80% and vote in favor of that. Thank you, Heidi. Thank you. So, Brian, can we, based on that, do we need to wait for the amended resolution? Okay. Okay, Chair Garrett. To do this the way that we just so there's no irregularities, the way that we usually do this, I'd like to have ask someone to make a motion to amend the proposed resolution to include the wrap tax information. When that motion passes, which the information is already added, then you can vote on the motion to approve the resolution as amended. Okay, thank you, Brian. So I'll look for a motion as Brian has outlined.
I move that we amend the resolution to include the results of the wrap tax ballot measure.
I'd Great. Second that.
So we have a motion by board member Whipple to pass the resolution, amended resolution, with a second by board member Bogdan. So
just to amend it.
Just
to amend it. Oh, thank you. Okay. So I'll call for a vote. Councillor, board member McKay?
Yes.
Board member Christensen?
Yes.
Board member Hanley?
Yes.
Board member Bogdan?
Yes.
Board member Hoban?
Yes.
Board Member Whipple?
Yes.
Board Member Kafusi?
Yes.
And Board Member Garrett? Yes. So that resolution passes by a vote of 8-0. Thank you.
The amendment passes.
The amendment
now passes. You can vote on the implied resolution to approve the implied motion to approve the resolution as amended.
Okay.
You don't need a motion to do that. That is the implied motion. So right. You can just call for another vote.
Okay. So we'll now take a vote on the.
Do we need to see those numbers and have them presented to us?
They were just presented, but if you can scroll up to part five, the new part five.
There they are.
So those are, that is the what we've added that has the numbers in it that were presented a moment ago.
Thank you. It's just nice to see it on the screen.
Okay, so I'll now call for a vote on this amended resolution. Councillor Christensen?
Yes.
Councillor, Board Member Hanley?
Yes.
Board Member Bogdan?
Yes.
Board Member Hoban?
Yes.
Board Member Whipple?
Yes.
Board Member Kafusi?
Yes.
Board Member Garrett? Yes. Board Member McKay?
Yes.
That resolution passes by a vote of 8-0. Thank you. If there's no objection, then we'll now adjourn the Provo Board of Canvassers by unanimous consent. Thank you.